Samach Zaino Med Beis. We had learned yesterday in Daf Samach Zaino Med Aleph, there's a machlokes between Rab Shimon ben Yochai and Rab Yosi. Rab Shimon ben Yochai says that if the Koyin Shemeis left over Zechorim, so even though he left over an Ishem Uberes, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are permitted to eat Trume. And Rabbi Yaisi said that the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are not permitted to eat Trume, Mipnei Chelkoi Shel Uber. So the first Mahalach in the Gemara to explain the Machlokes of Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Yaisi was, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds Leicha Shini Lemiyutiv, and Al Pi Cheshben, we could assume that the Uber is not a Ben Zocho Shal Kayome, because it's Martin Akevis and Miet Mapilis. And Rabbi Yaisi holds Chayshine Lemiyute. Biboy Yiseime, Lo'oilam Kasava Chayshishin Lemiyute. Could be Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds also Chayshishin Lemiyute. So now the Shaila rises. So why, if there are Zchorim, they're permitted to eat, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are permitted to eat Trume, maybe the Uber is a Zohar, and the Zohar is a Chaylik in the Avodim, and he can't be Machul, the Avodim betrume. Is Davdina Leitakante Kerav Nachman Omar Shmuel? Now, Rav Shimon Yochai holds that the Uber, we can be misalik the problem that the Uber creates. Eina chanami, if he won't do anything, the Uber can make problems, because he has, if he's a zocher, he has a schia in the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, and his chelik cannot eat trume, but avdina leitakanta, we can make a tikkun, and that would solve the problem. Ke Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, the Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Yisaimim shabo lachloit benichse aviyim. If you have saimim, yisaimim, that wanted to buy nichse aviyim, and they're still ktanim, is bez the mamidim lam apotropis, a boyrelam chelik yofe. So bezden is mamid for each yosem and apotropis, and each apotropis is boyre for each yosem and chelik yofe. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds. That will be mamid and apotropis for the Uber. And will be boire him a chelik yofe. That means that will be boire him a chelik b'sham nechosim. We won't have a chelik and davodim. By having a chelik and davodim, he doesn't gain anything. The value of the avodim, becomes what they become worth less. Like this, if you have avodim that can eat trume, trume is a cheap machel. You get it for free, and there's no market for it, and it's cheaper. You can eat it, but trume, it's not so. If you could give the avodim trume, it's meiridik. It's not such a great expense to support avodim. Now, if the Uber has a chelik in the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, so he's just making problems. That we're just raising the amount of upkeep for the Avodim. So fakert, it's l'tovus everyone that he should have his chelik, a Yerusha, in another commodity, not in the Avdei Tzayim Barzel. And the Avodim will belong exclusively to the Bonim. So this is only good if there's chorim. So the whole problem could be of the chelik of the yuba. So we make so the apotropsim say if he's a zocher he won't yarsh in the avodim. But if there are only nekevis, some emela, so then we can't do such a thing, because if the uba is a zocher, so Mamela, everything belongs to him. So we can't make, we can't do anything. So therefore, that's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that if there are only nikaves, so maybe the uber is a zochem fafalim, so they don't yashin anything, and the uber yashins everything, and the avodim belong to him, and they can't eat tumah, so we can't do anything about it. But if he left over schorim, so then, so there's an eitzah, so we can be mamed and apotropis for the yuba, and we'll make the chaluk in such a way that he's not zoiche in the abdei tzayim barzel. That is the svara of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. But now the Gemara continues with the lashon of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman on Moshmul's memory. Higdilu. Now, in this din, that Bezdin was mamed apotropsim for ketanim, the chalukah was aidei apotropsim. What happens, Igdilu? Later, the ketanim grew up, and they're not satisfied with the chalukah that apotropsim had made. Zyecheilim limchais, so they can be meiche, so they can demand a new chalukah. Rav Nachman didayomar, that's Rav Nachman b'shem Shmuel, Rav Nachman didayomar, igdilu ein yecheilim limchais. Dimkein makoyach bezden yofer. Bezden said that, mamidim lapotropis, so whatever that apotropis decided, that's the gemar chaluke, and it cannot be changed. So the Gemara asks, leime der Rav Nachman tanoi, so it will come out, that Rav Shimon Yochai holds that we can make a tikkun that the uber should not be mekalkel the Yerushas Avdei Tzayim Barzel by being mamed an apotropis for him, and we'll give him a chelik and a different commodity. In Rabbi Yossi holds that an uber is not machal davodim, the uber does make problems. So it seems Rabbi Yossi does not hold this yesod of mamidim lamapetropis. So the whole memra of Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, is a machlekes tanoi. That's the Gemara's kasha. Laim Rav Nachman tanoi. So the Gemara says loy. It's not muchach to say that. You could say the kul alma islu the Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman alone, he could say that the machlokes is of choishin lemiyuta. If Bezdin decided to make a chaluke, so then enochanami, according to everyone, it would help. Rabbi Yossi also is made to the member of Rav Nachman and Meshmuel. Yisaimim Shabo Lachak Venikse Aviyim is Bezma Midl Apatropis. No. The Machlokes is speaking about if Bezma did not do anything, what happens now? So the Machlokes is of Chayshin in Lemiyuta, Rabbi Yossi is Chayish Lemiyuta, Rabbi Shimon Yochai is not Chayish Lemiyuta. Let us see Rashi. The Ovdina Leita Kanta, Boirerin Lo'uber, Shar Nechosim Lechelkoi. Will be boire other nechosim for his chelik. Benimtzo avodim kulam lechelik aneilodim. So the avodim will belong completely, exclusively to the neilodim, to the bonim which are born already. Avleich de kulam nekevis lemetzinu lemeevet takante. But if all the neilodim are nekevis, so then we can't make a takon. Shema yehu v'zocha v'yakel shaloi. So everything belongs to him. So we can't make a takon. Yisoyimim ktanim shebo lachloik mamidim apetropis l'chol echod v'echod. So Bezdin is mamid apetropis for each yosin. U'boirer kol apetropis chelik echod yofe l'chelkoi. And each apotropis is boirer a chelik for that yosem that he was became an apotropis on. The Tais Rosh brings down over here a machlekes harishonim in this din of boirer lem chelik yofe, how it works other Rishainim learn pshat, at Boiram Chelek Yofa is that the apotropsim between themselves decide how to make the chalukah, and the chalukah is through their breire, which means how they decide to make the chalukah, which means, in other words, that it is a chalukah shaloy al pi goyrel, shaloy al pi shumis bezen. That means if these apotropsim can between themselves come to a conclusion how to make the chalukah l'tayves hayisaimim, so they do this. You're not meshubah to a goyrel or to a shumis bezen. And other Rishonim hold that the Yizichah cannot do. Yizichah, the Chaluk has to be through a Goyrel. And Yizichah have to make a Shumas Bezen. But Afal Pikein, there are still some factors which have to be decided. How to make the Chalukah. You have, for example, three fields. You divide up each field in the Chalukim, or you give each Yosem a field. So the Breire does not override the Inyan of Shumas Bezdin and Goyrel. So that's a Machlekes Orishainim. Higdilu Hayisaimim, Yechaylem Limchais. So they could be Moiche on the previous Chaluke. So Rashi says, Mahanye Chaluke Lepeiris Ta'admacho. But the chalukah will zicher help for the peiris till the macho. That means that the zicher was a chalukah's money, that's for sure. Yisoimim shebo lachlik benichsei aviyim is bezim at midlam apotropis, so ba'asheru shom, till they become gdolim, the chalukah remains a chalukah. And the peiris, which grew in each one's chalik, will belong to each yosim. But it's not a chalukah lachalutim. It's a chalukah zmani. And later, if they're moiche, so they'll be moiche, and now they'll make a chalukah hachloti, now they'll make a permanent chalukah. The orach laner is Ma'oirer from this, that it would seem from this that means the Gemara brought in a Maimer HaMusker over here, that the Tam of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi is because he holds like Rav Nachman or Mashmu, that Yisei Mishabo Lachlik is Bezen Mamidl Mapatropis, that's the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because we make a chalukah. Now, agavuche, we have here grad amayim amuzke. What will be if igdilu yechaylem limchais? Abnachem mishem Shmuel holds yechaylem limchais. Abnachem holds ein yechaylem limchais. But there's nothing to do with the terrace of the Gemara. That means, according to everyone, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we understand now. We understand Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We make a takone, we make a chalukah. So the Olchaner is Moira. So if the Aloch is Igdilu Yechaylem Limchais, so let us be Megashim Dinyin. That means we had, let us say for practical purposes, there was one Ben Zocho, and there were two Avodim left over, and a Karka left over. So the apotropsim went and said the karka goes to the uber, and the two avodim will belong to the bed. Fine, that was their chalukah. So that's the chalukah. So kol's man the cotton doesn't become a godel. That's the seder. So it's the eved. The two avodim belong to the noiled, and the karka belongs to the uber. Now, afterwards, as soon as he becomes a godel, let us say the uber wants to be meiche, so be meiche. So it comes out that the bailis of the neulad was only a bailis money, only the kinyan peiris. So he's meirer on Rashi, so how can the avodim eat trume before the macho if there's a possibility there'll be a macha, so then it'll come out that the bailis that the neilodim had in the avodim was only a bailis mani, it's only a bailis vachilis peiris. And we had Taisus in the beginning of Amon Lekoyin Godel says that if you have a schus achilas peiris, that doesn't, that you can't be machul betrume. Taisus proved it from, because nichsei meluk, the do not eat trume, even though the baal is a schus achilas peiris. So this is a ha'ore that Ol Chaner is moira. Leime de Rav Nachman Tanoi, mit der Oma Rav Shimon Schorim Yoichlu Mishum Takante de Rav Nachman, Mechlar de Tanekama de Ovda Oma Avdei Tzein Barzel Lo Yoichlu Afilu Betakante Koma. Afilu Atakon also won't help. Veles Lei de Rav Nachman. Veinam Reshoim Lach Lei Katshe Yagdilu. Zimu says Loim. Kolaume, Rav Nachman will say, everyone knows like Rav Nachman, Eslo da Rav Nachman. Bidove lo takam tochanami da ochli, efelo tam nekame, vachim lo yove takam te pligi. Vekoma Rav Shimin, yoichlo vlo chayish le miyute, vetam nekame chayish le miyute. Zog de gemore weiter. We had a memra of Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Yishmoel by Rabbi Yossi Oimer Mishum Oviv, Habas Machil, Haben Einoi Machil, which we did not understand. If there's a Bas, so then it's Machil, she's Machil, the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel. There's a Ben Einoi Machil. So the Gemara asks, "Maishna ben deloy machul mishum chelke shaluba? Why isn't a ben machul? Because of the chelke shaluba. Bas nami leisachul min the chelke shaluba. What is pshat Rabbi Shmuel b'nai she Rabbi Yosi? Omar Abaye. So Abaye said a very interesting okimta. Hoche b'nechosim mu'otim askina." This is nechosim mo'otim. Nechosim mo'otim means that there are bonais in bonim in the when the mace died, he left over bonais and bonim or a ben al koponim. Now meiker adin, if you have a bas and a ben, so the din is that the ben is yoirish and the bas b'chol not yoirish. But there's a tnai ksube that the bonos are guaranteed to be nizain mi nichsei hameis. That's mi chiyuve yaksube. That the bonos are nizainis ad she yisul till they'll get married. So what if you have, an abundance of yerusha, so then that's the halacha. So the halacha is the bonim are yerushim. And the bonim amachuyiv to see that the bonim should get mezaynes from the Yerusha. That is, if you have nechosim merubim, if you have nechosim muotim, so there is not enough nechosim to ensure that the bonim should have mezaynes, if the bonim will also partake from the Yerusha. So then the halacha is that the bonim do not take any chelik in the Yerusha. The whole Yerusha is misyached for the mezaynes habonis. Habonis nizaynes vabonim yishulu ala psochim. It's easier for them to schnor than the bonis. So memela, so by nechosim mu'otim, the nechosim which are left over are nisyachid for the bonis, for their mezainis, and the bonim don't yashin at all. So memele, so Abaye said a moira de kipshat in Rabbi Shmuel. So Abaye said as follows. Oche b'nechosim mo'otim askin. We're speaking about nechosim mo'otim. Oche goin de'ike ben bahadibas. That there was, that what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, if there's a bas So she is machal da abodim. That means there's a bas together with a ben. Is manavshach. So memela. So now there's no problem. Ihai the ma'abra ben hu. Now what are we afraid of? If the uber is a ben, ihai the ma'abra ben hu. Is loyodif mahai dekoi, so he's not any better than the ben that's noilot. That means, just like the ben han noilot, Chazal said that he is not yarshin the nechosim. It's nisyachit for the bonis. So if he's a ben, so it's also that was the takone, that a bonis nizain is by nechosim mawote. Ibasi. Now, if the Uber is a bas, amai ochlo, so be'emes in a bas, pachlal doesn't yarshin, there's a ben. Mitakante da rabona. So the only schus achila she has is alta takona da rabona. Is kamo de loinofik la'avir oilom loitakino rabona. So this whole takone, that by the chosim mu'otim, the bonis and izoinis are the bonis and elodis, and in mezoinis. The bonis that are not elodis, the ubrois, they don't have the schus of vachilis mezoinis. So the melis of samura de kibshat. So if there's a bas and a ben, so then the uber cannot be mekalkal. If the Uber is a ben, so he's not any better than the ben hanoilad, which does not yarshin because of the takone of nechosim muatim. And if the Uber is a bas, so there was no takone that a bas shadai loy noildo gets a schus in nechosim muatim. Let us see Rashi. Habas machu. Kosal kedai techoche kamim, yesh kan bas v'loi ben, macha l'avodim, avim schorim eim l'yoich l'avodim. So the Gemara asked, why could the bas be machal? Maybe the Uber is, why doesn't the Uber, the Yerushas Uber, stir in the Yerushas Abbas? So the Gemara answers him, yem l'chosim v'otim. The tikon rabonim, habonish yizoyinu, vabonim yishalu ala psochim. Chagoyin de'ika ben bahada dahach bas. There was a ben together with his bas. Dahave kulu becheskes haben midi reise. Min ha-teire, everything belongs to the ben. Dahashte mimonavshach. Iyu borzochu loy odif mahay de sheklino rabonu minay. So he's not better than the ben hanoila that the rabbonu took away the Yerushim. Vukminhu b'shus bas, the uber basi, if the uber is a bas, given the yesh ben zochel of nein ein lo uber nekei b'chelik ben. Elo b'takante da rabbonon, the only right she has is as takan da rabbonon, v'kamad lo inofak, so kozman she wasn't born, there's no takon. Elohi noket ben bahadom, so that this is only a teretz if there's a ben, the eloi have a ben. But if there's only a bas, so then isla ischiya lo uber nekeve midereise nechosim b'teres yerusha. If there's only a bas, then there's no takona. So then the bas yarshins als yerish. So if the uber is a bas, so she also yarshin the nirsei tzayim baus. V'ochi meforish milsed Rabbi Ishmael. Habas ima ben macheles. If there's a bas together with a ben, and the bas is machu, the avdei tzoyim barzel, and the uber is not mekalkel. Avum yesh ben beloi bas. There's a ben without a bas. Hine bache as the chelik of the uber. I'd like to say over a very interesting Rajbe. The Rajbe says as follows. Shuras hadin. The love the bonis have. The Rajbe says, by nechosim mu'otim. This mahalach of Abaye, Pshatim Rabbi Shmuel. So he says, shuras hadin. The love the bonis have. It doesn't belong to the bonis. Mikar hadin. Ela min atakone. It's only atakone that the bonais are permitted to take over the nechosim. So the Rashba asks, if it's only atakone, v'heich asye takante de rabbonon, umavke meise trume lezorim de reise. So the Rashba asks a very interesting kasha. Who do the Avodim belong minatayre? The Avodim belong to the Ben Zohar. That's who belong minatayre. And if the Avodim belong to the Ben Zohar, he also belong to the Yubel, if he's a Zohar. That's who belongs minatayre. Now, if it belongs, minatayre belongs to the Yubel, so the Avodim are not permitted to eat. Mipnei chelke shaluba. Now the Rabbonan said it doesn't belong to the Yubel, it belongs to the Bas. Frag der Rashbe, v'heich asye takante der Rabbonan, umavke me isa trume lezorim diereise. So the Rashbe is, he doesn't understand. Min ha-teure, the Rabbonan belong to the Yubel. Nevduber is ha-zocher, the Rabbonan cannot eat trume. The Rabbonan made a takone that they belong to the Bonais. Haken Rabbi Mavkia and Isel de Reise. The Efsheloimah, so the Rashba answers, the man, the Mukilo, Bahochi, this Teretz, Abaye, Svira like Rav Chizde, he holds like Rav Chizde weiter nisha Rabbe, the Oma, Bepeki Sherabe, the Bezdin Masnin Laker Dovo Minatoire. The business, oikera, dova minatoir, a fila bekum vasei, that the matter, the enochanami, minatoir etake, the avodim are not permitted to eat trume, they're zorim, they don't belong to, they belong to the chelik, the avodim that belong to the yubel are not permitted to eat trume. Business masna laka dova minatoir, umafkin in trume lochulon, we say that trume is just like chulon. And why do we do such a thing? Mishum takonas ha'avodim v'hayershim. Well, this is a takona for the avodim. It's a takona for the yershim. Like this, the value of the yerusha goes down. Ki echidol is kachish. It shouldn't get weaker. Amaradike Rashba. He said, the Rashba did not understand our Gemara. And the only Yetzer, the Rashba said, that Abai holds a kafchiz, that Yeshkech lo mlaka dobi na teire bekum vasei. So the Keren Oire asks Akasha, what's the problem over here? The Rabbonon said that it belongs to the Bonis. It's Hefke Bezden, Hefke belongs to the Bonis. So what's the problem? So, Lula de Mistafina wanted to say over perhaps two terutzim on the Keren Eures Kashe. There's a tshuva of Rab Shlomo Eiger and tshuvas Rabbi Keveger Reish Chav Beis. So, the Rab Shlomo Eiger wants to say that the din of Hefke Bezen Hefke, we learn out from a posik, Kol Asher Lo Yovoi Yuchram Rechushoy. That we learn out where do we see the business a koyach to be mafker yenims nechosim? It says in posuk chola shaloyovoy the those who won't come is yuchram rechushoy. Is rechush becomes hefker. Im kein so zut rab shloimeiger loimetzino rakti yesh koyach lechazal lesalik. Rishus baile mimenu. Chazal can only make, it's not yours. Kamaisham, dosol chayrem, they made it chayrem. Avoshiye koyach biyodom loimer shiye koni laacher, loimotzino. They can't say that it's yenims. It's not yours. They can't make it yenims. And then he says, the bechol, Mokaim kil siluk yaisa melahaknis. He says, we see. To make ois yanims is much easier than to make someone else's. He says, v'horai, if a person wants to be mafkir's nechosim, he's mafkir. Don't need a maisikinyan, I'm mafkir it.
to make it yenims, you need a meister kinyan already. So you see, to it's more difficult to make someone a bailim than to make someone ois bailim. That's what Rav Shlomo Eger wants to say. So l'chayre. So we could say that that's what the Rashba held. That the Rashba held, the Rashba held as follows. That you could say that it doesn't belong to the Yuba. Fine. But it doesn't, the Avodim don't belong to the Bonus either. That means Minat Toire, it doesn't belong to the Yuba. Fine. They took it, they were Mafke, the Chelika Uber. To a mafka the chelika uber, but they can't make me a teira that avodim should belong to the bonus, because hefke bezen hefke only is bekoyach to take away bailas. They can't make you a bailam mina teira. So you have here a chelik that does not belong to the uber, doesn't belong to anyone, doesn't belong to the bonus, also mina teira. So how can they eat trume? That was the Rashba's kasha. How can they eat? It's a problem. The Rabbanan said it belongs to the bonus. The Chelek Uber, they said it belongs to the bonus. But, that's only me, the Rabbanan, it works. It doesn't work me now, Torah. So you had a problem. So you had to say, Ishkech Lachachom. So, Lachaych, I thought, Shalom al Yisrael. But that's in Shuvah's Reish Chov Beis. In Reish Chof Gimel, Rabbi Kevege writes back to Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and he says, he said a beautiful svarit. I also said the same svarit, that there's a difference, but Hefke Bezen Hefke only helps him in a Teure to be mafkiya the bailus, not to make someone else a bailum. But Rabbi Kevege says, Abu mi divrei harajba begitten gabi pruzrbu mafurish de gamlinyin sheyikne ha'acher, have a limud gomo mikod de nachlus. But the Rashba Gittin says nicht azoi. So, kaponim abkevegi had a Rashba Gittin that said that the halach of hefke bezen hefke is, can make him a bailam also minatoire. So we didn't accomplish anything. One of them for the Rashba, holds hefke bezen hefke makes it shaloi minatoire. So on the etzim kashe, there's a shita mekubetzes in Ksubis, daf yud beis amud beis bedaf yashita. The shita mekubetzes asks a very pertinent question. We have this gemara in a few places. The gemara says, when Chazal mafkia the kedushin, so they say, called the makadish, adaita the rabbona makadish, or kina rabbona kedushin mina. Fine. Then the Gemara continues. Tinach the Kodesh Bekaspe. If it's Makadish Bekesef, it's good. The Hefke Besen Hefke. That's what they say, Pshad. Aber Kodesh Bebiyameikalameima. Fine. That's a Bakante Gemara that is said in a few places. So, Lechere, the Gemara is very unclear. The Gemara starts off called the Makadish Adai to the Rabbona Makadish. And then the Gemara says, Tinach the Kodesh Bekasp, and it goes with Hefke Besen Hefke. So if it goes with Hefke Besen Hefke, so why need call the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbona Mekadesh? Manav Shechivitz Adai to the Rabbona, so they don't want the Kedushin. Finish, you know, so then, Bechlal, no problem. And if he goes with Hefke Besen Hefke, you don't need Adai to the Rabbona. The Gemara, it would seem that the Hefke Bezen Hefke works together with the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbon. So the Shita Mekabetzes brings the Taisus right on the Tzadik and the Taisus Arosh. The Taisus Arosh says the whole halacha of Hefke Bezen Hefke was only said Heiched the Ike Pshia Bedovo. If someone was a pesheye, did something wrong, shaykh loy mehefke bezen, avol heiched the leke pshiye bedova in lono lahafke mamoin. Some say a hefke welt, that bezen could be mafke someone else's mamon. That vakelpe, you learn after the poster, kol ashelo yavo yucham rechusha, yene didn't avla, yene should have come, he didn't come. Then we have a koyach. Bezen is bekoyach to be mafkir the moment of a peshaya. But if he wasn't a pesher, Bez Mechal doesn't have a koyach to be mafkir. So therefore, the Shit Mikibetzah says that's pshat in the Gemara. Called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanon the Mekadosh means not that it's a kedushin on Tanai. No, called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanon that the Mekadosh gives the Rabbanon a koyach to balabatave in the kedushin. He said, whatever you want to do, you can do. So Memele, he gave them the power to be mafke if they want to be mafke. That means als the allgemeine din of hefke besen hefke, they can only do it if yen is a pesheya. But als the loch have called the mekadesh adai to the rabbona mekadesh, they're able to be mafke afilu. He wasn't a pesheya. That's what the Shid Mekibetzah says. But al kaponim anegei alonu, the Shit of Gebetzes tells us that the whole din of Hefke Bezen Hefke was only said if someone was a Pesheya. So Lechayr then the Rashb is Meiridik. That over here, the Uber wasn't a Pesheya over here. I mean, the Uber rightfully yarshens the update same Basel. There's a problem, that's for sure. I mean, now the Abodim can eat Tume. That's a problem, but that doesn't give the Chachomim a koich to be mafke the nichsei ha'uber, because there's a problem. You don't, they don't have any right to be mafke the Chachomim was not appreciated. So therefore the Rashbe had a big problem. So kolchoch, it's only a darabon on the kedim, it's a takon a darabon on that. That means minatayr belongs to the uber, and midarabon, the rabon made a takon that, the avodim should belong to her, but that can help the situation. That was the Rashbis kasha. So Rashbis had a teretz with yesh koich lechachomim laker dova minatayr. That's how Abaye said pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, "B'maya kimte?" Now let's. So what do you say that Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi is speaking about the chosim mu'otim? Aim a seife. Now let's see Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "Shema yimtzu bozocha, maybe double biyazocha ben labonis v'mokim ben klum." That means Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that if there'll be bonois, if there's chorim, no problem, then the Uber is not mekalkel, like Hashin Lemiyuta, but if there's bonois, maybe the Uber is a zocho. So, for tomorrow, Adarab, if he's a zocho, there's no problem. Nechosim mo'otim di bonis nino. If it's nechosim mo'otim, he says, nechosim mo'otim, he's chaylikan. By Schorim is Chaylik Rabbi Yosi, so he's speaking about the same case what Rabbi Yosi is speaking about. So Moses says, no, safe in our soul and Nechosim Merubim. No, the safe is speaking about another case, but Nechosim Merubim. So, Nechosim Merubim, so my mail is then. He said, very good, maybe the Uber is a Zohar. So the Gemara says further, Unechosim Merotim the Bonis, and now the Gemara asks on the whole Yisod. Is you telling me a yesod that nechosim mo'otim belongs to the bonus, and therefore it's their avodim, and therefore the avodim admitted to itrumim. Sat ubers, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and yesaimim shekodmu mochu benechosim mo'otim asher mochu mochu. That means they have news for you. It's not the nechosim. Mu'otim means that the bonish should be given the right to eat from the nechosim, but the bailas of the nechosim belong to the bonim. Boharaye, Rabbi Yechanan said, Yisoimim shekodmu umochu b'nechosim mu'otim, they when they sold the nechosim mu'otim, is ma'ashe mochu mochu, it's sold, it's finished, so you see that The takona was not that it belongs to the bonus. The takona was that it should be given to the bonus. They should let them eat it. But the ikya bailus is it belongs to the bonim. So it belongs to the bonim. So why do we have a problem? So why isn't the uber mekalkel? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Masha Mochu Mochu. So if it's there, so how can the bonus, how can the avodim eat? So the Gemara answers, not the way Abai said, but my bas diktoni aim. That what Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi said, that if there's a bas, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi said, if there's a bas or the avodim eat, speaking about bas means if there's an aim, and her nirse maluk, the avdei nirse maluk, Avdei Nirsim Maluk, they can eat. Because they're her avodim. If there's, that's what it means to say. My bas, the Tony Aim. Yochan Rabbi Yossi is cool Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, Tony Lo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Allah, my bas, the Tony Aim. Borikoma, Aim, Machelis, Avdei Maluk, Shalok, Adarshoi, Soi, Chelis. Just like she's eating, so she's permitted to give the Avdi Maluk. The Ben cannot give Truma to his Avodim, and the Bas, that means the Aim, can give Truma to her Avodim. Let us see Taisvis. Mu'ote Maskino. We're speaking about Nechos and Mu'otim. So Taisva says, Afal gav the paskine pek nara b'ksubis the mozein ha'isha v'abonis mimekarki v'loi mimetaltali. So Taisva says the whole thing doesn't make sense. Afilu will say it's speaking about Nechos and Mu'otim, but we only gave the bonis aschus and Nechos and Mu'otim in karkois. Metaltalim, they don't have a chlaloschus in metaltalim. So here we're speaking about the avodim are metaltalim. So Taisus answers, sugidoch es sovro da avdike mekarki domi, that an eved has a din karke legabi mezoinis habonis, krabolozo domi perikama da babakama, aloche goibim min avodim. That legabi schusay gviya avodim evadin of kalk. Miyu ain alochi keg. We don't paskin like Rabbeloza. Ela krab nachma, the polygale, the kaimulon kohanish maitse, the shokle rababel, the rab yose bachome, perik yeshnoichlem, the masrikosum, the shokle ain goivin. So mamele, so abakaponim toisvis explained asugi. Asugi is going to libid Rabbeloza. That avdike mekarki, and therefore the bonis, so therefore the avodim belong to the bonis. La loche, it's tamasoi narois kalten, because even though avdike mekarki, that it can only be goive from karke mamish. So memele, the avodim do not belong to the bonis. But I says you can't say a different shot. That our Gemara holds avodim evadin metaltalim v'sava kerebi hama v'perik nara mosin eisha v'abonis beimim mekarki beimim metaltalim holds like Rebbe that mosin abonis you can man from metaltalim dim kein v'samach the poich v'may yakimte benachosim mu'otim. That means if Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi, so you could very easily say, you know, Paskin like Rabbi, so you could very easily say that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai does not hold like Rabbi, and he holds that Nechosim Mu'otim, they can only mum from karkois and not from metaltlum. So therefore, therefore, if there's bonis, the avdits and basil do not eat because they don't have a schus and davodim, the bonis. Shekadmu umochu. It says, Yisaimim shekadmu umochu. B'nechos emote mashe mocho mocho. What's the loshen she kodmu mocho? B'loshen kodmu mashe means a marois kechat. The airi she kodmu limke koidem she chziku ben bezden l'tzorech habonis. Before bezden gave over the nechosim to the bonus, they went and they sold it. But after Bezden gave over the nechosim to the bonus, then it would seem they can't sell it. If that is the taich kodmu dim ken avlaluk miken shekvar herziku ben bonus api Bezden. So bezoi, so what's the Gemara's kasha? We can still say like Abaye that Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi is speaking about that Bezden had given over to the bonus the avodim. So memele, so now the yisoimim have no right to sell it. Now it belongs completely to the bonus. Ela ein shum chazoke me'elis. So it would seem from our Gemara that no chazoke would help to prevent the yisoimim from selling the chosimotim. Ela kodmos, what's the taich kodmo? Kaidim sha'ochlo yoich la'bonis kama. That means before they had a chance to eat it up, whatever was around they sold, so it sold. It could be that kodmo means before Bezden was marsik. The mashmalei the bas eicheles miyad, the loshen of Yishmael Rabbi Yosi would seem that the bas eats right away. Achemises abal, after the father dies, beloy not eicheles miyad, macheles miyad, beloy harzok api Bezden. So that's why the Gemara did not want to make this akimte. Mashe mochel mochel, we said that the yisoimim are whatever they sold is sold, vadomim shalahem, and the money belongs to them also, and the bonus don't have anything. Dim loikain, if you'll say not like that, if you'll say that they only have a right to sell the be'en, but the shavius of the nechosim mu'otim remain biyodon shalabonis, So then the Shavius belongs to the bonus. So they should be able to be machal betrume. Of the Shavius, that's called Kinyin Kaspoy, the Shavius belongs to them. Let us go further. Ha'uber v'hayovam Vo'erisin v'acheresh u'benteishe shonim v'yoyim echod poislin v'loy ma'achilin. Now there's a multitude of halachas here, so let's learn each halacha. A uber is poisel v'loy ma'achil. What does Rashi say? Ho uber poisel bas koyen shenises li Yisrael. A bas koyen married a Yisrael. Umeis, now the Yisrael died. So if she would not be Meberes, it says in the Pasuk, Vishovel Beisavia Kinaresh, she goes back and she eats Trume, just like she ate before she got married. But since she's Meberes, Vinicha Meberes, now she's Meberes from this Yisrael, so it passes up. She cannot eat Trume. Ve'enoi Machu, Bas Yisrael shenises lekoyin umeis. A Bas Yisrael that got married to a koyin, and now the koyin died. V'inicha muberes, and he died and she's muberes, so the uber cannot be machu. That's why the uber poisel v'loy machu. V'hayovo, the same aloha applies by ayovo. Now what does this mean? So Rashi says, Bas Koyin shemeres liyovam Yisrael. Abbas Koyin married a Yisrael. Well, then she didn't need Truma because she was married to Yisrael. But now her husband died. But now she's a shemeres liyovam Yisrael. She's a skuke to the brother. Is poslo mitruma savia. So that passes on mitrume savir. She's not permitted to eat trume, even though she is not anymore married to a Yisrael, but she's a skuket to a Yisrael. bas Yisroel shemeres liyovam koyim. The other way around, what happens if she was a bas Yisroel? So Kozman, she was married to the Kohen, she was able to eat Truma. But now the Kohen died, but she's a skuki to a Kohen. Is Einoi Machila, a Yovam is not Macho. Uben Teisha Shonim V'yoim Echod Poislin V'loi Machilim. Now Rashi doesn't explain the Nabig Morem Meforish. I'd like to just say one Nikude. The Maskonis Agmore is as follows. Uben Teisha Shonim V'yoim Echot Poislim means as follows, that the halacha is, you learn now from the posik, Ubas Koyin Ki Siyeli Ish Zo, Kiven Shenivalo La Posolo Posolo. That means, if a Bas Koyin was Nivel from a Mamza, that Pasol's a Bas Koyin, Machilos Trume, doesn't have to be a godel. If he's a ben teisha shonim v'yoim echot, so kozman is not a ben teisha shonim, ain't b'yosei b'ye, so he doesn't passel. If he's a ben teisha shonim v'yoim echot, is b'yosei b'ye, then he does passel. Or ben teisha shonim v'yoim echot, poislin. What is pshat v'loi machilin? So Rashi says, Le Mechilin is not going on Ben Teisha Shonim V'yoyim Echot. That's what Rashi says. The Mekhi Yosef, the Tiferes Yisrael wants to say, it's speaking about that this Ben Teisha Shonim V'yoyim Echot was a Koyin. It was Mekadish Abbas Yisrael with Biyah. He's a bar biye, he's mekadesh habibiye. So the Mishnah is telling us, ain't a machilim. The biye is in machil. Is lechayre kan shoyel aben. It's poshet. I would like to say a vote that the Masas Moshe says, Masechtas Kedushin, Simon Aleph. He says a beautiful rayin. Perhaps we could then appreciate how the Tiferes Yisrael is saying Pshat in the Mishnah. He says that the Mishnah in the beginning of Kedushin says Aisha Niknes B'Sholesh Drochim. So he says Sholesh Drochim means there are three distinct in Yonim by Kedushin. And the Mishnah tells us, Isha Niknes B'Sholosh Dochim. Let's elaborate a little. There's an Inyan of Kinyan, that Ish is Koine Ishtoi. Is Koine Ha. And we learn this out, Kinyan Kesef, Kicha Kicha Mizdei Ephraim, just like Avram was koine stay Ephraim with Kesef. Kesef also the kachmi many. So one can be koine an isha. That's the inyan of kinyan Kesef. There's an inyan of shtar. Shtar, we learn out that an isha is niktas b'shtar, v'yotza v'hoi, so just like she goes out with a shtar, she's nikta with a shtar. Now, so we learn out a shtar kedushin from a shtar erishin, from a shtar gerishin. A shtar gerishin is a matir, it's not a makne, it's a matir, reat muteres lecholodom. A shtar gerishin works with iser veheter. That means an eshes ish becomes nesar lecholoilom. And a shtar gerishin is matir the iser. Ashtar Kedushin, if that's the opposite of Ashtar Gerishin, so the Ashtar Kedushin is an Oysa, an Asusa, Okaloilu. That is Kinyin Shtar. Kinyin Bia is a Niyag of Ishus. So the Masas Moshe says, The emerson, every Ashes Ish, has these three factors. She's koni labailo, aisha niknes labailo. She's also la akula alme, she's also. And there's a niyag of ishus beinoy lebein bailo. All these three things exist in an Ashes Ish. And he says, there would be a svara to say you have to make all three kinyonim in order to be kind of Ashes Ish. Because an Ashes Ish has in herself all these three inyonim. She's a niknes, she's a neseres, and there's a niyag of ishus, beinoy lebein bailo. So the Mishnah says, the isha niknes b'sholosh drochem. If you make one derech, the others are nigra memela. So you can make one of the three. You can make a maisa kinyan, and she'll become nasa. You can make a maisa oiser, and she'll become nikne, and you can make a niyagavishus. Atkan l'shoini. That's what the Masas Moshe says. So perhaps we could say like this. That's poshet, that a cotton can't be koina anisha. He's a labadas. So the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that if a kotna ben tes will give her kesef that he can't be koina. He's a labakinyan, so he can't be koina. But bia is in yesod a niyug of ishus. And the Torah says if you make a niyug of ishus, everything falls into place. She becomes nikne, she becomes nasa. So I would think in niyug of ishus, a kotna is also about dovo to make a nigavishus is baila, and it's a maisa bi, it's a bentes, so it's a nigavishus. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, a chidush in bi is cotton. In the kesef of cotton, it's portion that he's not koine. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that a cotton that's baila nisha also doesn't become his wife. V'loi machile. Now the Mishnah goes back on Ben Teisha. We had learned that a Ben Teisha passes. The reviews boil. If you have a Ben Teisha, a mamza that's a Ben Teisha shamus boil a baskoin, it passes from in a tume. What if it's a sofik shu Ben Teisha shonim yemechot? Sofik she'enoi. So what does Rashi say? Sofik shu bentes, sofik she'enoi. Avanami ke bentes. Poisel. Familse de la elkoi. It's going back. Not only does a bentes passel, a sofik bentes also passels. I'd like just to say a shtikel ha'ore. Perhaps late in the sugya we'll have a teretz. I don't know. But rather I'd like to say the ha'ore. There's a Mishnah in Saif Bamem Adlikin. The Mishnah says, Sofik Hasheicha, Sofik Eine Hasheicha, Ein Maschenes Advadai, Abo Taimne Mesachamim. So the Taisvus Chadoshim on that Mishnah asks Akasha, what's the title Sofik Hasheicha? So Sofik, if it's night, what does it mean to Sofik if it's night? Or if it's not night, that's a type sofik chasecha. Sofik chasecha means it's a sofik if it's night or not. That means bein hashmoshes. So the Taisus Chadoshim says if you said sofik chasecha, so why do you say sofik eino chasecha? That is the type sofik chasecha. Why does he have to be moisef sofik eino chasecha? As I frek the Taisus Chadoshim. And because of this kashi, the Taisus Chadoshim says, Amir de Keiluyis, that the Mishnah is speaking about, there are two Bein Hashmoshes. There's the Bein Hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, and there's the Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos to Meitzoy Shabbos. So the Mishnah is saying, Sofik HaSheicha, we're speaking about the Sofik, did it become Shabbos already? That's the Bein HaShmoshes of Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Sofik Einoch HaSheicha is a Sofik to become a Shabbos. And by both of them is the Kul of Taim Nemesachamim. That's what the Taisus Chadoshim says. And Rabbi Kebeger is Meshabeyach, this Pshat, it's beautiful. It's Moiradik. It's not like a Morgan Avram. It's a lebedik isach, what the Tosfos Chadashim said. So, l'chaire, had a, why did our mission also, we also have a, our mission is also repetitious. Sofik shuhu ben tashon v'yoy mechod, sofik sheinoy. Well, that's a type sofik shuhu. Sofik shuhu me, is he a ben tashon? It's not a ben tashon. So why does the mission have to go further? Sofik sheinoy. Sofik hevi beisaris, sofik shaloy hevi. He was speaking about that a Yisrael made Eirison. He was a ben yud gimel shonim. Was a sofik, he was hevi beisaris, sofik shaloy hevi. And he was mekadish, paskoin. So also the same aloche, that lemais, she's not permitted to eat truma. Misofik. Nofel abayis olav al basoch. What is the din if there's a person married Bas Ochiv, and he was together in the house with Bas Ochiv, and he had another wife also. Now the house fell on top of him and his wife, Bas Ochiv. Ben Yedua Eze Meis Rishon. I don't know who died first. Did he die first, or did the Bas Ochiv die first? If the Bas Ochiv died first, and then he died, so then the Tzor is Mishya Bemis. If he died and then the Bas Ochiv, so the Tzor is not Mishya Bemis, because he's a Tzor is Elve. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Sofik Shevi Shtei Saris, Lelkoi, Le'inyin Ha'eris, Diktoni Poisla, Vachikoma, Kotn Shekidish Ha'isha, Kotn was Mekadish Ha'isha, Sofik Hevi Shtei Saris, Kedusha V'Kedusha, Sofik Shalei Hevi, Poisla, Baskoi, Namoresis, Lemina Trumen. Novel abayis olaval basochi, shehi ishtoi. Sofik u meistchile v'noflu shteyem lifnei ochiv. Maybe he died before the basochiv. So both of them fell a yim. Beiteres saros, mishim tzoros abas. Sofik basochiv meisori shoyino, obishas nefilo liyovom. Lehavi tzoros a tzoros alva, this number kulumi meisor, mia no tzorosayim mutoros. Tzoros ocheletzes v'loi misyabemis. Tzorashi on the ezakash, how does this come at Hamon Elokayim Godol? I did airi b'sofik l'chumre, learnt a sofik ben tes parcels, a sofik ben yud, a sofik hevi beisaris parcels. Is this sofik also is parcels minayim? Tani lo bahadai. Ha'uba. So the Gemara says, now, the place of Enamach, Ibas koin li Yisrael, he posolo. If she's a bas koin li Yisrael, so a pasol, so a kinurel, it says, v'shovo beisavio kinurel. When does she return back to her father? When she's kinurel, pratlo muberes, and muberes is not kinurel. Ibas Yisrael lekoin, he, if she's a bas Yisrael lekoin, lo imacho, lo yolid macho, sheni yolid, eini macho. Shalva beisavik in Nurel, mashma bizman shehi doimel in Nurel, yolod machel, yisraelis aicheles, bishvil beno in aicheles, amken yolod. Ben machel asimai, nafla bateos koinim, bivilit beisoi, heim yoich lo belach, mikal bi yachilu, mahochi yolod to the mishtame. Zog te gemore weiter, bishalva el beis ovio, yeah. Now let us go further. Hayavom. It says that Hayavom is poisovein amachol. I bas koin li Yisrael li posolo. If it's a bas koin li Yisrael posolo, v'shova al beis avio. Because the posik says v'shova al beis avio, prat l'shem eres yavom. Hashem Eres Yovom is not Shovo Beis Avio because she's Ogud to the Yovom. Ibas Yisrael Lekoyin, if she's a Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, Leimachalo, Kinyin Kaspa Yomar Rachmona, Vokinyin Di Ochifu. So Rashi says, V'shovo Prat L'Shem Eres Yovom, She'eino Birshuso Loshuv Da Agidebei. And the second Pshat, Kinyi Kasper, Machmona, Kinyi Da'ochivu. So Rashi in Ksubis explains that in order to eat Trume, she has to be Kinyi Kasper. So she's not Kinyan Kaspoy of the Yovam. She was only a Kinyan Kaspoy of the Mace. And the Mace died, Upoka Kinyonoi.